This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And now, in 2015, when you don't need faith any longer to believe that number, now China boasts an army of how many people? 200 million. But you don't need faith anymore now. That's already happened. And there's at least 100 million people in hell right now because they didn't believe that verse. Because that was the Bible's number one proof text that the Bible is not true. The Bible says 200 million people are going to cross over a river. And we know there's not 200 million people here. Therefore, we know the Bible's not true. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Well, now who's laughing? You've got to believe what it says, even when you don't see it. Also, about a year ago or 2 years ago, they've built some kind of mechanical device to shut off the flow of the Euphrates River, as if God needed a mechanical device. But this, we know, is the last hour. Are you ready? Do you have the faith to believe? Again, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. I believe now, again, to use the football analogy, we're at the 2-minute warning. And 2 minutes is exactly 2 minutes, no longer. 2 minutes, think about that. We could call the tribulation, if we wanted to, 2 minutes. The last 2-minute warning. I mean, think about that. All throughout the annals of time, we've reached the 2-minute warning. All the signs point to it. Are you ready? By the way, what's God instructing you to believe without seeing the evidences thereof? What is God instructing you to believe today without seeing those evidences? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What's He calling you to believe today without seeing it? Church, we're living in the last hour. God's countdown clock has begun ticking again. 68 years ago on this very day, sign number 4, indifference in the world. Indifference in the world. Scripture verse, Matthew 24:12. Because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. Indifference in the world or the end of hospitality. Because of all the evil in the world, the love of many people will wax cold. That old English word for wax, listen to this definition I found of this. A spiritual energy blighted or chilled by a malign or a poisonous wind. And this poisonous wind is blowing on you and me to steal away your compassion you have for others. Don't fulfill this prophecy, church. Because of lawlessness, the love of many will... This malignant wind is blowing today, trying to stop you from having mercy on your neighbor and friend. This poisonous wind. For something to wax cold means it's solidified with time. We're becoming so immune to the horrific stories, we accept them as commonplace today. Paul said this about the last hour, "Know this, and in the last times, perilous times will come. Men will be," now tell me, is this the front page of today's paper? "Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, not loving what is good, traitors, headstrong, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And from such people, turn away." Perhaps you say, well, any age can say that. Perhaps. But I'll tell you, any age that would have said this before May 15th, 1948 would have been wrong. Just like the scoffer who woke up in hell because they didn't take God at his word when there weren't 200 million people in the world. Israel is the focal point in time and history. That is why I also believe the destruction of the temple could have been the reason for God's time clock to stop temporarily. All we have is hindsight, which John didn't have. So number four was indifference in the world. Sign number five, last one on the list. Eric preaches this all the time. Indifference in the church. Revelation 3:15, "I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. Since you're lukewarm and they're neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." Now, notice they're deceived. He says, "Because you say, I am wealthy and have become rich and I need nothing, and you do not know that you were wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." That's Jesus' description of the last church that's going to be functioning when he returns. "Wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold tried in a fire, that you may become rich, white robes that you may be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness may not appear, an eye salve that you may anoint your eyes in order that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." This is another sign. The clock is ticking away, the last hour. The church of Jesus Christ being lukewarm and being indifferent. God help us. Indifference in the church. Having one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. What characterizes a lukewarm church? I'll tell you. A church that won't tell you to look around. A pastor that won't help you get your priorities right. Because you say, "I am wealthy and I've become rich and have need of nothing," and you do not know you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. According to the word of God, a sign we're living in the last hour will be the church. The church will be indifferent toward the things of God. The church will be worldly. When the church is worldly, then you'll know God's end times clock is ticking again. Worldly, like homosexual pastors in the pulpit, gay women leading the church. Worldly, like doing things to attract people into her doors instead of preaching the word of God to get people into the doors. Worldliness to get people into the church. All right, let's personalize this some. Lest we think it's everyone else. Last couple months around here in this county, they've been meeting at the school boards because confused men want to use the ladies' restroom. Now, they've been meeting here for the last 2 months. Now, the school board's been meeting to decide what to do about this. Let's start with the pastor. Has the pastor attended any meetings? Eric's a pastor. How many meetings have you gone to? Darren, you're a deacon. How many meetings have you gone to? Ron, you're a deacon. Been to any meetings? Roy, have you been to any? Starts with me. You see, a generation gone by wouldn't have stood for this. Now we stand for it. It was the church that stopped the spread of evil for all of these years. This is indifference in the church. This is indifference in Island Community Church. Starts here. And starts here with me. No excuse I can give you for not going to these meetings. Because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. I think we need to change that. But I know it starts with me. And if it starts with me, if I call up some of the men in this church and say, I'm going to the next meeting, does anyone want to come? There's three. Yeah, women can come too. That's where it starts. Starts with me, spiritual leader of this church. But lest I just blame everyone else and say, thank God that's not happening to me. Got to look right here in our own house and in my own heart. I haven't gone to any of these meetings either. I think it's time for us to go out here and turn this upside down world right side up. Amen. Let's not talk about it. Let's do it. Thank you, Lord, for that late addition this morning. Ha ha. Better look in the mirror, Esposito. You ain't all that innocent, you know. Indifference in the church. You see, it's the zealous church cleans house. Starting with the president. And then governors. And then senators. And then House of Representatives. And then the mayor of this city. And the mayor of Houston.
We're out of time here for today. And I don't know what happened to the end of that either. It about ends there, but that's not where my sermon ended. But that's where our program is going to end today. And that is the last point on this list was indifference in the church. And really it starts with me here in my church. I'm the one that's got to make a difference here and not to be complacent, not let myself fulfill Bible prophecy. Which one is that? That's this one. Because lawlessness will increase. The love of many will wax cold. I don't want that to happen to me. Indifference in the church. It's right here in our own church. It's in all the churches. When you don't stand up and clean house like the church always used to, that's where we left off right here. Here in this country, it starts with electing new people, a godly president, godly governor, senators, House of Representatives, and mayors. That's one of the reasons, one of the ways that we do to fix this problem that we're in. We're out of time here for today. I invite you out to Island Community Church. We're looking in Mark chapter 9 and looking at the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration this Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of